When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lashana Tova.
Happy Rosh.
Happy Rosh.
Happy my boss's birthday.
Is it Steven's birthday?
Day. It is.
Happy birthday, Steven.
As he calls it, the best day of the year.
Of course he does. Wow, what a holy day today.
I know, right?
Steven's birthday.
It's a big one, right? good time for...
I've always wondered, because the high holidays are now for us Jews, tribe babies. It's always confused me how Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year.
Right.
And that's the day where you like fast and whatever. And you would think that you would do all of the repenting before you celebrate the new year.
Right.
I'm sure there's some like...
I'm sure there's some scholarly research we could do to answer this for ourselves.
If you're listening and you love being Jewish...
Please help us.
Let us know. Not that I don't love being Jewish. I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before.
That was a cute little burp.
But I didn't have a bat mitzvah because my parents decided not to force me to.
Man, dude, you missed out on like thousands of dollars you could still be living off. My roommate was like, I'm still living off of bar mitzvah.
But it's also thousands of dollars that they didn't spend.
That's true.
However, my wedding... it's gonna be...
I wish you could all see the nostril flares happening right now, because it really expresses everything you need
and
to
then
know.
My parents tried to like guilt me. This is like my like jappy little baby coming out. My parents were like, but you had this beautiful graduation party, isn't that kind of like a bat mitzvah? And I was like, you mean the one that was in our house that our friend catered for us as a favor? Oh yeah, that's comparable to the huge party Alex had.
And oh, Robin, see, Robin Alex had a, and Robin had them.
Robin had a party without the Judaism. Alex had a full bar mitzvah.
Wow.
It haunts me every day.
Well,
that and never being an Annie.
Yeah. Well, we could probably fix both of those things at once in a blowout play Annie and then...
Oh my God, my bat mitzvah is Annie themed. Yeah. I am actually thinking about getting bat mitzvahed as an adult and then getting bat mitzvahed on birthright. Because I'm going to do birthright this year because it's my last.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. You got to go.
I got to go.
You got to do it.
Oh, just really quick.
Yes. Talk to me. Wait. No, you go first.
Oh, no, you first.
All I was going to say was, will you update us on your terrible New York housing situation?
Yes. It's over.
It's not terrible anymore.
We moved in.
You have a home.
You know what's really interesting? I was reading because there was a new moon last night. Mm-hmm. In Virgo.
That feels right.
Which happens to be my moon.
Yes, ma'am.
But this apartment hunt began on the first day of Mercury retrograde.
Jesus.
And yesterday...
was the end of it.
Was the last day of shadow.
The day that you've officially moved into.
The day that we all slept in the apartment for the first time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't fuck with that. That's real science right there.
Like, I will never, ever...
try and do something
ever
during.
Fuck with a Mercury retrograde.
I swear we've just been constantly in retro. It feels like this year. It's already happened.
I literally
twice in
yesterday
like 6 months.
Ended with a literal rock falling on my face.
Yeah, Brooke has a like comic book bump on her face.
Yeah.
Although I didn't notice at first, if that gives you peace.
Well, I woke up. I thought that it was gonna like bruise.
Yeah. So might still happen. Give it some time.
You think?
I don't know. Sometimes they take a little bit to develop.
No, I feel like it would have had. It would have some color.
That's true.
I iced it for like
a Himalayan salt rock lamp fell on her. Right on her forehead.
Yeah, I was trying to plug a fan in and
how dare
this
you.
Rock was like, not today.
Nah, bitch.
And I was like, ow. And then I forget which Alex I was asking, but I was like, this rock fell on my head. do I have a bump? And they just looked at me and like jaw fell. Like
always a good sign.
And I went to the, if you check out my Instagram story, you'll see it.
But you should, because you should be finishing.
It'll
finishing following Brooke on Instagram.
You should follow me on Instagram, but it'll be gone by the time
that's
you.
That's true. So don't do that. Never mind.
Great.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to
Splat,
the podcast,
where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about Sex in the City.
10 years younger
and 20 years later.
That was it. That was the whole thing. The best we've ever done it.
Yeah.
So now it's all downhill from here.
Cut print. Moving on.
Yep.
What I was going to say was we realized this week, thanks to a friend of the podcast, Agnes, that the Saki Tumi guy from last episode was none other
Carrie's
than...
Carrie's fuck buddy, who didn't last as a fuck buddy.
Oh, right. Other than Dennis.
Dennis Duffy from 30 Rock, which is why I think I was so sure I knew who he was.
The Allstate guy.
Oh, yes, that's right. Wow.
What's his name? Trouble? Danger?
Yeah, something
like
that.
He's Chaos or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's that guy. I will say that last week's recording an episode inspired me to utilize my fuck buddy.
And she did. To great success.
I did to great success. And
look at that real life crossover.
He texted me last night and was like, again, you out and about?
Incredible.
Now I get a hi. I got a hi first.
Nice.
That was two texts. He said hi. And then I think some time went by. And then he asked me if I was.
Someone wants to fuck.
Someone wants to fuck. Yeah, he waited 6 minutes, so I think I didn't respond fast enough, which I'm like, okay.
I love a little text analysis.
I love a good text analysis, and I was not out and about. In fact, I was had just been hidden in the rock.
So you were
I was
down for the count
down
instead.
And out. But he was like, I'm working over the, I'm on the Upper West Side every night this week if you want to hang out. I was
wow,
like,
wow.
Options are open. Yeah. I'm like, babe, it's Rosh Hashanah.
Let me check my calendar.
I'm quite busy.
Yeah, are you getting some apples and honey tonight?
Yeah, I got to dip those apples in them honey. Mm-hmm.
For a sweet new year, my favorite meme I saw today, Rosh Hashanah, was two apples sitting on a table and it said, soon, and then you look in the background and there's like a honey bear, like one of those bears that holds honey, and I'm just staring at them. It's very well done.
That's so funny.
Indeed. Should we talk about this episode? Another like not crazy exciting one, but
yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to update?
Well, I have a friend who lives in my neighborhood now, and I've got to say it has changed my whole life.
Tell
like
me.
A friend within walking distance, because she was supposed to live like 4 minutes away from me, which was crazy, and then had to, in a crazy New York switcheroo, get a new place.
This is your friend from home.
Yeah, my friend from high school who has lived in Abu Dhabi for 2 years and is just like the dopest. I know. That face. I get it too, because she really is the coolest. And I remember moving here from a foreign country too, which is pretty intense. So she's like, I went over there last night and she made chili and we talked about like decorating her room. It was so nice to walk to a friend's house. It's really the little things in this city that get you the fuck through.
I understand. I just made a new friend too.
Well done.
From work. She's amazing.
Is it because you're at a new location?
Yeah. So I'm meeting a bunch of new people and she's just like, nope. She's a totally normal, like not a theater.
Yes,
she's a
I think you were telling me. Love a not theater.
I love a not theater. We got drinks on Saturday night after work, and it was so nice.
That sounds perfect.
It was so nice. Just really quick, long con update. I think we're on hold.
Oh no! Is he dating someone?
No, he's not dating someone. I just think I need to get to know him a little bit better before I decide that I actually want to long con him.
That's so chill and realistic of you.
Well, I just like, I think he might be too basic.
Hey, you know what? That could be very real. Like better to take some time before you like put all your long con energy into it.
All right.
Yep.
Hopping on.
That was
in.
That. This episode is called.
Oh.
I forget.
Shortcomings.
Thank you there. Oh, which is clever. I don't think notice that was the name. That's very clever. Carrie starts by talking about like how everyone's worst nightmare. And I feel like they're specifically like, they're like real life nightmares.
Yeah.
You know, like the kind of like the thing that you hate most in real life. For Miranda, it's family hour at her gym. And I was just going to say, what's your version of these?
Mine... I actually had an answer for this, and I couldn't think about it.
That's funny.
Lauren, my dear, dear friend and old roommate, we had a saying for these types of things that were their Dante circles of hell.
Mm-hmm.
My worst nightmare is boarding a plane.
Oh, sure.
That's on any airline other than Southwest. It's like
right, because of the way they do it.
People forget how people work.
Right.
And so they're like, zone one. And like zone three just like hovers in like all little raven bats.
My mom was one of the people who was always like, we don't have to get on the plane when they call our name and all these people are just going to be standing there. So I usually wait a long time.
I mean,
before standing up.
It depends because you want to get that that overhead space.
I'm either very aggressive and I go or I don't.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter.
Nope, it doesn't. Mine, these are both very New York specific, but slow walkers.
Oh, people who
walk like across the sidewalk, like back and forth, and also just pretty much anything to do with the MTA. But being stuck on MTA trains at any point underground is like my least favorite thing in the whole world.
Just like anything touristy, really. Like Times Square.
My worst nightmare. My sisters used to call it, I'm sure I've said this before on this podcast, my sisters used to call it, it was my living room, because when I first visited them here, I liked it so much.
Of course, of course. I'm trying to think if there's any others.
Yeah.
But I think...
Also, watching Miranda in this episode back and forth, I was just like, is this a wig or not? Is it a wig or not?
Oh, interesting. No, well, we know that Alex, my brother, was, I obviously have spent a lot of time with him the past week. Mm-hmm. He was so mad at me about the wit fumble. Also, I was recording a voiceover audition on the equipment in my room this morning.
Yeah.
And he knocks on my door and he comes and he goes, are you editing right now? Aww. I was like, no. Why? And he's like, to see how it works. Aww. And it was so cute, but also I was like,
he's gonna get a front row seat.
I was like, please get out.
Bye. I have to make my voice sound not like it does.
Yeah, my agents keep sending me on these voiceovers for like 30s and 40s, and I'm like, you guys are listening to me right now. I sound at most 16.
I'd give you 17.
Oh my god, thanks.
You're welcome.
So Miranda
hates family hour.
I'm just gonna put this out there. This bothered me the whole episode.
Yes.
Just come at a different hour.
I know.
Why does she keep coming to the gym at family hour?
Well, also, like, you have a work schedule that inevitably, as, like, a high-power lawyer, you don't leave until probably at least 7. Like, so most families aren't there after work.
Like, what time do you think this is?
So
this is
I'm guessing it's a weekend. But then go at a different time.
Also, everyone else in this gym is wearing a New York Sports Club shirt.
Yes, which is fascinating. And they still look exactly the same.
Oh, this guy is cute, though. So she meets a man in the elevator.
Who asks her not to press the button because his son likes to press it. So, of course, the son does that thing and presses every single button for every single floor.
And this kid is a nightmare.
Yeah, he's really annoying.
And the dad's like, we're going through a D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Yeah.
Which, like, sure, the kid is rebelling, but, like, this dad seems like...
And he's so ready to share with this random hot woman on the elevator.
In an elevator. And also...
And Miranda, like, seems upset or frustrated by it, but then they get to the bottom, and he's like, as she's getting off, he's like, do you want to take another ride with me?
But also, she's like, I'm Miranda. And he's like, sounds like a princess name, doesn't it, Simon? Which also confused me because Miranda gets on the elevator being like, I'm in a rush.
Yeah, she tells him she's in a rush after all the buttons are pushed. And then she gets back on and rides the elevator again with him. So, hello, cute dad in Miranda's life all of a sudden.
Yeah. And Miranda, like, hates kids.
Yeah, this guy is cute, but he's kind of bad.
Oh, and then the kid pees his pants.
That's right. Charming. I also love her double bobby pins in this. She has the really cute, like, 90s.
It's not a wig.
No, it's got to be her real hair. But it looks better in this episode than it has for like 3 episodes running.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's the color has like faded a little bit, so it doesn't look freshly. Because with red, it's tricky.
Brassy.
Where like when you freshly dye it, it's like a lot of like intense hairline red. Because red is an intense color.
I've thought about going redder. I have like red undertones in my hair, and my mom's hair is
like red.
She's had auburn hair for
Miranda
like,
red?
When she was like very auburny, like orangey red. When she was my age, she had like red hair like down to her butt.
Like red like what I used to have?
Like I can find a photo of it. She still keeps it pretty much the same like type of color. It's more like on the orangey. It's like it's not red hair, you know, but it was really really beautiful, like goldeny. So I have some of that in here, and I think I could play with it, but I'm also terrified of dyeing my hair because my hair takes so long to grow and has been like unhealthy for periods, you know, and I just don't want to fuck it up like that.
Yeah, I think you could do it.
Thank you, I appreciate that. People have told me I could. Mara the other day was like, I think you could pull off platinum, and I was like, that's crazy. I do not think I have the coloring for that. Thank you for backing me up.
I think you I would well
I would wash me out.
Not if it was the right color. I mean, like, we know some pale people. Like, Michelle Williams is pretty pale.
That's true.
You'd have I just to don't do, know like, it would be mean, it would be intense upkeep for you.
Right.
Well, that's right, it's just thing. Like right now I'm staring at your eyebrows, mm-hmm. which are thick and filled in dark brown. Mm-hmm. But if they weren't filled in so dark.
That's true. Then I don't have any eyebrows, which is a compromise I am not willing to make.
I know, but you could fill them in a little less dark.
That's true. That's true.
Lighter.
It'd be a lifestyle change is the point.
And it would be expensive.
It would be.
I don't think I'm necessarily in favor of it,
but
that's because I'm the blonde one.
Yeah, that's true. We can't both be blonde. I'm in absolutely no danger of doing it. I don't think I have the maintenance in me. What I am going to do, what I do really want to do, if you want to come with me,
yeah,
I really want to pierce my nose.
Yes.
Got a little stud.
I want to get here.
Okay, let's do it. This fall?
Yeah.
Done. Back to the episode. So, everyone, please weigh in on our grooming decision.
Charlotte's brother.
We have friend brunchy time.
Charlotte's brother. Oh, and Miranda's like, oh, used men. Divorced men come with baggage. Oh, and Samantha says something absolutely crazy. But
That's Samantha.
Just like something about divorce. And I was like, Samantha, you have to go away. And then Charlotte's like, my brother's coming. He's in the process of getting a divorce from his wife. And their mm-hmm. names are Wesley and Leslie. Mm-hmm. And Miranda and Samantha go in on it. And
yeah,
she's like, names. What's with all this scrutiny and judgment? And Samantha's like,
I'll be scrutiny. You'd be ridiculed. I always have to be ridiculed. What can't you be ridiculed for once?
Nice.
It's so
beautiful. So we have divorce happening in this episode, and we have some, yeah, our themes are coming. The name, the shortcomings hasn't been explained yet, but it's about to be with Carrie.
But you could, it's implied that a shortcoming is like his marriage being divorced.
Right. For now, with these divorced men. They're really ragging on Leslie and Wesley.
And I was like,
too.
Well, what would they feel about Alex and Alex?
That's just too ridiculous, you know? Like, you just gotta enjoy it because it's the best.
And then I was like thinking about how we really don't know anything about their families.
Like, no, nothing. Like, I was shocked Charlotte had a brother.
I know that Carrie has a sister because of the Carrie Diaries. Speaking of, I did yoga with Anna Sophia Robb the other day.
Oh, you did? That was a great
time.
And
I was like, Carrie.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yoga's a safe space.
Yeah. But I was can't like, do that.
Maybe if we
maybe
keep
she'll
taking.
Come to your yoga classes when you're a teacher.
Yeah.
So Carrie is dating someone brand spanking new.
And he's a writer and she looks crazy. She's wearing so many patterns.
I thought he was Christopher Maloney at first glance and I wish he was because I love Christopher
Yeah,
Maloney.
I thought he was some actor too. He's really cute.
He's very cute. And he's the total like terrible art boy in creative writing classes who just have to open their mouth about everything.
His name is Von Wiesel. Like, mm-hmm. Can you be any more Jewish?
Yeah, it's also really interesting for her to be dating someone who does what she does.
This is the second time.
That's right. Well, so he goes by his house.
Not the last.
His parents' house because he has to
drop off some bag.
Drop something off. And he's like, come up. Which for Carrie, who is used to Mr. Big, like, not introducing her to anyone. She's like, okay, here we go. I'm going to meet your parents.
And she's like, yeah. So it's like this very like homey home.
Mm-hmm. It's a very nice townhouse, but it's like lived in and his sisters are there and his mom is there.
And there's bagels. It's like Sunday brunch. There's locks everywhere.
And they're totally nice to her and like bring her right into the family. This was reminiscent for me because I feel like you were super close to with families of boyfriends. Mm-hmm. It's
this
an
is
interesting
also,
dynamic.
Like, very Jewish.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This is a perfect episode for
yeah, it's perfect. But the mom in particular meets Carrie and she is obsessed because it turns out they read her column and they think she's a genius. And very quickly Wesley or whatever his not Wesley, what's his name?
Vaughn,
thank you. Vaughn is like kind of uncomfortable that his mom is into Carrie's work and like kind of wants to get her out of there. Mm-hmm. He like doesn't like his family fawning all over her. Hey, well done. So he kind of like tries to shut her down.
And
his
the mom is
down.
Like, I wrote a book on re-virginization.
Right.
And she's waiting for notes on from Vaughn. And Vaughn's like, I'm not going to look at it.
Also, she and her husband both read Carrie's column together. Like they both are obsessed with
and
Carrie.
It's like very stereotypical like New York specifically Jewish like
wealthy
very like very loud, vivacious mother, like kind of quiet, like quippy father.
And then two very officious sisters who are great, but like.
And one is a lesbian and it is handled lovely.
So simply. Nothing is even really said about it, which is the first time there's been any subtlety used around, some kind of minority issue in this show. And I just kept, I had this feeling like you can just tell he's going to be so jealous of Carrie, and it makes you anxious thinking about her, you know, building this relationship, which obviously is probably not going to last more than.
Oh, and the dad starts like talking and the mom goes, put your tongue back in your head, and the lock's on the table, because he's just holding this like platter there. Of salty fish.
My dream.
Salty fish. Locks.
Yeah. I also like salty fish.
Yeah, it's great. And so they're all, she's like part of the family, and she could not look more like
access to the entire Zabar's fish. Other, counter.
They're all in like dark colors, and she's in this like really disgustingly patterned, like double patterned, and she's blonde.
Yeah, she's a blonde little
great
blondie.
Juxtaposition costume design.
Hey, true. So out of nowhere,
and now Miranda's on a date with a hot dad, and she looks unbelievable.
Yeah, she's wearing this like two-piece. Actually, she's wearing something that's like very hot now, where it's like a two-piece set of something that's. It would be a dress, except you cut 3 inches out of the middle to make it like show off your midriff.
And her abs look amazing.
They do. All that gym family hour time is working off. I mean, working out. So she's on this cute date, and Nightmare Son is there.
Simon's a terrible, terrible kid.
Yeah, and he's running off with giant sticks to hurt some other children, and they don't even follow him.
They have an eye on him, but he like hits her on the head with a stick.
Yeah. She's like, you know, it must be hard to have a life with
kids. Oh, but also wait, when Miranda gets a hit by this scream that comes out of her.
Ow!
Is so
it's wild.
Guttural. Yeah. I like took a note about it.
Speaking of getting hit with sticks and Central Park. Did you see that mom who was walking with her kids and like her two kids and one and then a third in a stroller, and that tree that came down in Central Park, like they were trapped under it. No one died, but of course she's now suing the city for $200 million. But also so lucky nothing happened, because the tree literally just like an enormous Central Park tree like came down on them as they were walking underneath it. Isn't that wild?
Like, was it stormy out?
I think it was after weather this summer. There was something happened. We had crazy rain at one point this summer. Whoa. Or like, I don't remember exactly.
Well,
but
you should
anyway.
Be paying more to.
No, the city shouldn't have huge trees about to come down. But also you don't deserve $200 million.
I mean, like you. Yeah. Okay. So divorcee dad is talking about how he like.
His life is difficult to have kids. A social life, thinking about, you know, building a social life with kids.
And he and like divorced. Wants stability. He like liked being married. And they like seem to be connecting, and then fuckwad Simon comes over with a worm, and the dad's like trying to be cute, and like
he gives it to Miranda.
No, takes it from Miranda.
No, sorry, the kid gives it to Miranda, which as like a weird little gift.
And he's like, "Should I not ask you to dinner?" And they're gonna go out.
Yeah.
Across town,
Charlotte
has made muffins for her brother, because
that's what you do when you're a cute little
depression solved by a muffin. And I just find this so awful and so Charlotte. It made me so mad.
And that's not even like us extrapolating. Like, that's really what she's trying to do, basically. She's like, she thinks she's just going to fix it.
This is what Nana used to make you, like, made you these muffins.
And then she's like, I can't believe you were willing to throw all of that away so easily. Relationships take work. Like, she's doing no part of understanding, even if that's a conversation that needs to happen. And maybe then, not immediately as you're going through a divorce. You
and
can
then
wait a minute.
At 9:44, the brother, like, comes back at her, and she's like, completely shuts down.
Yeah, she has no...
Because she has nothing to back this off of. And I think this is the problem with Charlotte, and the problem with people like Charlotte, who are so holier than thou with their opinions. That
and then it's like, what real world experience are you backing this
how
up
can
with?
You come at me with judgment on my behavior and my experience?
And my situation.
When you've had no...
Applicable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also just like support your brother while he's going through a divorce. And if you have to be snarky, maybe wait a week at least.
Yeah. It's just like the brother's cute though.
Yeah. He is very cute. Wesley.
Wesley.
Carrie and her cute writer guy are hooking up.
I was thinking, so they're like in the foyer and they're taking their clothes off on the way to the bedroom.
Yep. Doing that whole thing.
I've never done that.
No, never.
I'm like, you.
I've made out, you know, on the way.
I've made out all over.
Right. On the way to the bedroom. But I never really do the like... strip your clothes, can't get...
Basically, like, being around... The conceit of this is that being around his family for so long, like, there was so much pent up so much pent up that they don't even make it to the bedroom before Vaughn
just
jizzes comes. In his pants.
Comes in his pants. It takes him a short while to come. If
a
that
short
explains
come.
The title for you. And it like, Carrie like brings him a tissue, which
her,
becomes
and
a
her
funny
voice
trope.
Is like, I'll get you a tissue.
Well, it is a little anticlimactic for her. It's very climactic for him. But
and they're just like, she like eats a salad and pouts.
And it's also clear that it's not like he's like, well, that was crazy. Let me like take care of you now. You know,
yeah, no,
just sexy moves over
no,
for him for the night.
Yeah, he's
classic, wonderful dudes. So Samantha was
putting salt on a salad.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, salt on a salad, literally. And she's like, honey, you can't come back from that, basically. And Carrie's like, I like him a lot, but honestly, the thing I like best is his family, which I feel like this is an interesting thought of like the reasons we date people sometimes that aren't about like them.
Yeah. I love my ex's mom.
Yeah. That's who I was thinking about specifically. And like, I'm really lucky. My boyfriend's family is amazing. And like, I get huge benefits out of knowing them through him. So it's like a definite perk. But I feel like sometimes people do it for friends. They do it for money. Obviously, none of this new information.
Yeah.
But it's just not going to end well.
Wait,
for,
why does
for Carrie.
Samantha, they say Samantha says that she's the general Patton of sex.
Oh, yeah. I was going to look up what that means.
Oh, because she's like.
She's like, I rally the troops.
No, she's like, I'm not going to send my troops into battle if they're not ready to perform.
Yeah.
If they're not able to perform.
Right. There you go. Answer that for us.
And I think that's a funny idea.
Yeah. So now we have Carrie writing and contemplating her theme of the week. The complications of making a relationship work had just expanded exponentially. When you date someone, how many people become emotionally involved?
Wait, I have something.
It's a good question.
Okay, when you sleep with someone, are you screwing the family?
Right. I think that's different. You know, sleeping with someone is very different.
And so
often
she goes out to lunch
at all if it's casual.
She goes out to lunch with his mom. Yes, I agree.
Maybe that's a more generational thing too. Like when you're 30, things get more serious. Like you're maybe not.
I think if it's casual, no matter how old you are,
yeah,
your
you're not.
Your
parents aren't involved. Agreed. Yeah. So she goes out to lunch.
And like,
with
how
the
many
mom
dates
alone.
Have they gone on? Like I used to hang out with my ex's mom, like just the two of us, but that was after we dated for at least like a couple months, if not a year.
Yeah, same.
Like
that
six
wouldn't
months
have happened right
year.
Away. Yeah. I said Don't Think Twice with my boyfriend's mom. Good movie.
That's funny.
I know. It was right after he left for school and we were both sad. So she was like, Do you wanna be sad at a movie together? And I was like, yes, I would much prefer that to crying in your foyer. good times. So Carrie and the mom are just like, the mom is awesome, you know. I can totally understand the connection because she's just full of life and like making Carrie laugh and
oh, and like
has so many stories.
So the like point of this scene is that the mom is like, yeah, well, I talk to my children about everything. Like when we were young, we had no like weird nicknames for our body parts. We just kind of said what it was. They can talk to me about anything. Just really quick before we move forward. Mm-hmm. Have I talked to you about Naked Attraction yet?
Oh, we haven't talked about it, but I know what it is.
So it's this TV show in England.
Yeah. When we were watching the Emmys on Sunday,
I
don't know who
pulled it up.
Someone was like, pulled up five of the guys, just their dicks, and was like, who would you pick out of?
Or yeah. So, and I went, I think I saw that episode because I recognized
you
the
recognized
dicks.
The dicks.
So basically, really quick, this show is called Naked Attraction. So let's say like I'm finding love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just like, I keep,
let's say.
I keep picking the wrong guys. I'm just.
How
I'm,
very Carrie of you.
I'm here for love. But they're like, okay, Naked Attraction. So I get five colored cubes, mm-hmm. and the cubes raise up, waist down, and I will now see five dicks to floor.
And let me explain real quick that these are flaccid dicks, which are wildly less
and
attractive.
And it's British, so it's all very uncircumcised. So, man.
Which, who knows if Brooke can even have sex with an uncircumcised person.
I can.
Kidding.
Good
times.
I can. And but they're like, their penises are weird, you guys.
They're fucking weird.
And so I'm like
turtles.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eliminate one person based on their dick alone. And then I get chest down and then I eliminate another guy based on that.
Whoa.
Head down. I eliminate another guy based off that. Then I get to hear them speak,
whoa.
Which for like Americans, I feel like is less of an issue.
Yeah.
But like British people have like intense like prejudices against like the North or Wales.
Yeah, it's funny. In Ireland, too, people even knew where I was staying because, like, the parts of the accent I absorbed were identifier.
Unbelievable.
Enough.
So then after I'm down to two men, I get naked, and then they come. The final two talk about me. Wow. We talk about each other, and then we go on a date.
Amazing.
Reason why I'm telling this story is
can't believe it's on TV.
Because I was watching, and it's uncensored, all uncensored. I was watching with my friend Kobe and my friend Lily, and Kobe was like, there was one with women being chosen. He's like, look at all their genies.
Genies.
I just wrote, oh my God, genies, as I was talking about this, because I was giggling so much. That's I just think one. Like genie is like a hilarious term, because you know, you they're like genies. You have to like
rub them
to get the magic out.
That's great.
They're just great.
Which, like, as a 6-year old, you would have no idea, but it's a great name anyway. So Carrie's like deep in a romance with her guy's mom, basically. Yes. With Vaughn's mom at this point.
And
when Franny told me she was a lesbian, I said, great, just as long as you're not a Republican.
I'm like,
yes,
this is how they handle it. Yes. Which is like so true, and also so, again, so stereotypically Jewish.
Yep.
Like this, I'm sure my mom would have said, like, when my brother told my mom that she was gay, she was like, yes, and
that she was gay.
When my brother told my mom that he was gay, she was like,
mom, you're gay.
Except the way my brother did it was like, I'm about to go have intense surgery. I'm gay. And then they couldn't do anything about it because, like, his life was on the line.
That's so funny. Sneaky, though. The Elmo post he made yesterday made me so cute, happy. So
right?
Yep. So, Samantha's turn to...
No, so Charlotte has taken
right,
Wesley
but
out
I just
to...
mean Samantha's turn to have a guy in this episode.
Yeah, so Charlotte
as
meets...
As we do.
Meets... Brings Wesley out to meet Carrie, and then Samantha shows up, and Charlotte is pissed.
She is not having it because, of course, flirting happens immediately, and it's funny. They're all standing there in a group, and then Charlotte pulls Carrie away so they're alone.
And
so
it's like, why is she here? And Carrie goes, I don't know if you know this, but that's our friend Samantha. It's so funny.
Well, it's funny. I wonder if Charlotte having like the weird time with her brother is making her more on edge, you know, because she just already feels out of whack. And yeah. And he and Samantha basically leave within minutes with each other, but they're like having a nice conversation, and the brother, like Wesley, clearly just wants to have a nice time, and his sister is being a huge brat to him, so he's like, okay, I think Samantha and I are gonna go just like do something elsewhere. It's not like we gonna go fuck.
But
kind of.
With Samantha. And that's what Charlotte's worried about.
Right. Because it's her brother and it feels off limits somehow. And he's just going through a divorce and meh, 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 meh.
I was
going
to ask. My brother's hooked up with many of my friends.
My sister and I have hooked up with the same person. It's one story. It's amazing. I'll tell it to you later because it cannot go on the air.
Alex and I have never hooked up with the same person.
Could have happened. Yeah.
But he's hooked up with a lot of my friends. I have yet to hook up with one of his friends.
That'll happen, I bet. I feel like now that the worlds are converging.
Well.
I know who it's going to talk about second long con right there.
Talk about OG long con. Yeah, yeah. I think he might be gay. I was digging
whatever.
In his.
You don't know until you know. I let the dream live.
Let the dream live on. You're right. Check back in with me in 3 months.
I'm ready.
On all the long cons.
Naked Miranda after a beautiful round of sex on the toilet going to the bathroom by herself. Why would you not put on just a shirt?
Any shirt.
And guess who is going to walk in that door?
Well, Simon starts to open the door and Miranda like slams it and
his finger, I think, gets caught.
It doesn't
maybe,
even
or...
if you watch.
Yeah.
And so Miranda's like, oh, fuck.
So she apologizes to him.
This kid's a brat.
Oh, the kid got whacked in the face. That's what's supposed to happen. You see, there's like a wound I miss literally where yours is. And
oh my God, is he bleeding?
Yeah, it's like as if that would have happened. So they have a big moment in the hallway and the dad's like, just go, please, which not the best, but I understand, you know, your kid's freaking out and you feel like you failed him by bringing someone into the house.
And Carrie narrates, if no one is worried about you leaving, like you're not coming back.
Right.
Because this is better.
So a really crazy thing happens. It's the first time we've seen them, like any of them, like fight with each other, like beyond repair on a personal level.
So Charlotte comes into her kitchen and Samantha's like in her brother's
T-shirt that he was wearing earlier.
Looking for coffee.
In the morning. And so Carrie basically freaks out and is like,
No, Charlotte freaks out.
Sorry.
Is your vagina in the New York City guidebooks? Because it should be. It's the hottest spot in town. It's always open.
Yeah. Charlotte freaks out. And... as she is doing it, her brother walks into the room and tries to kiss Samantha on the forehead, and Samantha leans away.
And she throws the coffee and she storms out because, like, rightfully so, like, it's so rude.
Very rude.
And, like, I know that, like, Charlotte and Samantha are, like, the two, like, most just, like, paper opposite. Textbook different. Yeah. But, like, they're still friends, and we don't really see that much of their friendship.
Well, and it's also just, it's hard to give Charlotte the benefit of the doubt when, you know, you see her string of behaviors that's, like, you're not treating your brother well, you're jumping to conclusions, this is your good friend. And if you have concerns, like, there are ways to deal with that between zero and 100, you're a slut, you mm-hmm. know? Carrie and Writer Boy are talking, this is so funny because it's about to happen again, but it happens immediately after talking about his mom. So again, this weird trope happens where, like, he's so worked up by
you
being around his...
You say trope a lot.
I know.
My dad texted me, sorry, and was like, what's a trope?
Really? Yeah. That's funny. Apparently I must. I definitely have words like that I just
No,
use
I know.
Over
I just,
over.
I had no idea until I, but the way that text came up was, what isotrope? And I was like... What?
That's very funny.
It's like, what do you mean? What isotrope? What isotrope?
Let me get back to you on that one. Sorry, I forgot which isotrope we're discussing. What a really funny pause. So they have this, like, whole conversation about his mom, and then he's like, don't touch it. And she, like, literally runs her hand down his thigh.
No, I think she puts her hand on his dick.
Okay, maybe all we see is the hand and on the thigh, and then he comes, and she hands him a tissue again.
And it's like... But he doesn't talk about it. Like, they still haven't talked about it.
Yeah, he clearly is not ready for it. And he clearly, again, has no interest. I'm sure there's a lot of shame and embarrassment for him, but there's no, like...
He doesn't look embarrassed.
No. And he doesn't offer any kind of, like, how can I help you?
It's so dumb. Well, the moment's ruined.
So Charlotte sits down and continues her streak of being dumb to her brother and is like, listen, you don't know Samantha. Like, you don't know what she does. And, like, I'm saving you, basically, which is kind of fucked up.
And now you can go back to Leslie.
Which is so
And the brother's like,
weird.
Stop.
I don't think I want, you know, I know I don't want to be with Leslie. Like,
he's like, we haven't had sex in 2 years. Like, sleeping with Samantha helped me realize that, like, my problems with Leslie are bigger than just, like...
In fact, it was a good thing.
Like, and he's
me.
Like, I've tried everything. Like,
I've been seeing a shrink.
I've been seeing a pastor, the waspy waspies.
Yep. And he's basically like, last night was a revelation for me and something that I really needed. And she's like, so it was a good thing? Because she hadn't occurred
she
to
is.
Her.
She's like, no,
she like cutely bites her nails and looks to the side.
And then she like brings over Samantha a box of muffins.
A huge fucking
basket of muffins.
And Samantha is very cold, as she should be, upon first entry. And
Charlotte apologizes.
And she accepts the apology. Honestly, this goes down pretty well when you fucked up at this point. And then she's like, Charlotte's
I have a tour group coming into my vagina 10 minutes. and Samantha, like, examines the muffins.
And then she smiles and she's like, come in. And it occurred to me, too, that, yes, it comes after a fight. But, like, here, two of them hanging out one-on-one, which we've never seen really before.
And also, like...
Real hug.
And it was...
This was Charlotte's way of saying thank you for fucking my brother.
Very cute. Samantha, nope. Charlotte, nope. Carrie, nope. Miranda is back at the gym.
That lasso was a beat.
It was. And she gets in the elevator again with a mom who says, do you mind? He really loves pressing the button. And Miranda goes, so do I. And she presses the button.
And it's also just like... Go to the gym at a different time. If yes. it's the weekend, you have some time.
Yes. Also, why can't these kids just press the buttons when they get on, and then you don't have to make them wait? And
I know why do
like,
you wait? Until
sorry, do you
tell Miranda?
Do you mind? It's time for him to press the button.
Do I keep saying train? I think I keep saying get do on you? The train. But
I haven't noticed. That's funny.
Mean elevator.
Well, Carrie is trying to make. Sexy times happen.
She's reading the book and Vaughn is like, it's so sexy when you're reading my book.
And she's like,
and I think they genuinely like each other, which makes this whole thing sad.
Yeah, and it's too bad they can't just have some kind of conversation about it. She's like, let's take this nice and slow. So she's not talking about it, but she's trying something new.
And you tell me if you're feeling too excited and we'll stop.
We'll take a little break. She's also wearing the prettiest like lacy bra.
And
thing.
This is why I was like, he has no idea that there's an issue. Because he's like, why?
But like, has this guy ever had sex in his life? Because he has yet, they've done this thing now, what, 6 times where he can't even make it to like a blowjob, you know? So he's got to have a feeling or he's got to know he's missing something.
He looks like Sexy Buster.
Yeah, he does. But it's the hairline that reminds me so much of Christopher Maloney, yeah. I think. He does a little bit. Sexy Buster. That's funny. Are you telling me that you don't find Buster inherently sexy?
No. So everything's about sex. I'm so sick of talking about sex. So the mom was like, because the mom like writes about sex. The mom loves talking about sex.
I've been talking about it since I was two. So he has now all these repressed issues that in his very liberal family, like he can't even talk about.
But this is like a classic, this classic Sex in the City where the man becomes like a fucking pussy.
Yeah. And he becomes rude and terrible.
And they're like, my parents are eating or expecting. My parents are expecting us.
So she's there sitting with them and having a meal with all of them sitting around. More bagels, more cuteness, more sisters, who I like a lot. And the sister brings her girlfriend, and it's so casual. And he's like in the background. Her Vaughn is like,
I hate the way he says it. The way that he says cream cheese, I just like, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, he's not great.
He's edgy.
Yeah, and
all the girls are like, don't let him be pull moody. That.
Yeah, and Samantha, nope. God damn it. They're literally my, like, 17 children. I can't keep straight.
I know, but there's this beautiful moment where Carrie, like, makes eye contact with the girlfriend of the sister, and, like, they both feel like strangers visiting. And I just think that's a really beautiful moment.
That's real, too.
Because Vaughn is having, like, a full-on tantrum.
Yeah, a grown man in front of his whole family just, like, can't hold his shit together. And Carrie kind of has this moment of like, oh, I think this has to end. And I think I've opened something that makes this no longer workable.
And he keeps coming back to the fucking cream cheese.
Scallion cream cheese. So
Jenna and I looked at each other like two foreigners without visas. And Carrie's like, I have to leave. And the mom is like, no, please, no, please don't go.
She says she's got a deadline. And the mom like runs after her and stops her in the hallway. And then Carrie really has this kind of beautiful scene where she realizes that, like, she actually has to break up with his family and specifically his mom.
Because the mom is like, his last girlfriend wasn't being so kind. Like, I know he has an issue.
Yeah. I know.
And the mom honestly knows what's happening.
She really doesn't want Carrie to leave. And Carrie's like, I know you are amazing, but, like, I can't be with this person who, you know, can't do. It's not because he comes too early. It's not because has shortcomings. But is it's clearly not right. And he's
name of the episode.
What? And he is a little baby.
He's a little pussy baby.
It is a little weird, though, because the mom's like, listen, I know his last girlfriend was not so polite about this. Like, I know there's an issue.
You want me to talk to him?
Yeah. And Carrie's like, no, which that would definitely be too much for me, too. But it's kind of sweet that the mom, like, really loves Carrie so much and wants her to stick around, that she's like, please.
So your sex life isn't great. So what? 77% of all marriages are sexless.
Crazy statistic.
Which is a crazy statistic. I wonder if that's still true.
Yeah, me too. Well, there are a lot, I think statistically, there are a lot more divorces now.
50-50, baby.
Hey, that's right.
This is slow zoom in on her face.
Yeah, as Carrie's like, I have to break up with his mom.
Yeah.
And she says, I'd like us to still be friends.
And then the most beautiful thing happens. Carrie leaves and she's...
This is funny, though. The mom's like, what happens when you meet somebody else?
They won't have a mother like me.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Just after she leaves the mom, Carrie's walking down the street and she walks past a restaurant and Samantha... Miranda and Charlotte are in there, and Carrie like knocks on the window, and they're like, like they haven't seen each other in months, even though they literally do this lunch at least.
It is cute and funny though that she would happen to walk by them all having a meal.
I just think it's so funny. They're like, how ecstatic they are to see each other, and she like tromps in, and then like it all begins again. And they're wearing, so like Miranda has presumably come from the gym, Samantha and Charlotte have come from their little date.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look at her body.
I know. I was just looking at it, like the outline her of her abs boobs. And her. Yeah, all of it. Yeah, I can never get over.
And they're trying, like, it's like sometimes families, like the family you make for yourself, they get so excited.
They're so cute. Yeah, I love this. And they're like, come in.
She's like, oh, in here?
So then they end on like cute, lovely friend notes, which is, again, the strength of this show at its heart. And I love that we saw like a real fight in this episode.
The last time we saw a fight was Miranda and Carrie.
That's right. That was that big one.
In season one.
Yeah, you're totally right. And that's it, baby.
How do you feel about this?
I think it was pretty good. Plop wise, I think it's a pretty good fit for 2017.
Super most of those
plot points would fit right on in. And Charlotte's annoying in this episode, but in kind of the most Charlotte-y way, you know. It's not nothing like extraneous, so it wasn't, I don't know, wasn't my favorite episode, wasn't, but it wasn't like one of the ones that I'm like, I did not actively enjoy a lot of this, you know.
Yeah. Who did you resonate with?
That's a good question, but I think probably Carrie. Mm-hmm. Actually, for the probably the most I ever have.
Yeah.
It's the whole like significant others families mm-hmm. is a big thing for me.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think I resonated with Miranda because she was in a gym for a lot of the episode.
Yep, you do spend a lot of your time there.
And I work at a place of fitness.
Yeah.
And other than that, I resonated with
working
Vaughn.
Yeah, right.
Vaughn's sister.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a Jewish family.
Yeah.
But not really. This episode wasn't really a me episode.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
That's fine. It was an interesting one.
Are there, what else? Anything else?
I don't think so.
Were there any like major? No.
No. I can feel stuff is coming. You know, these episodes feel like kind of they're almost fillers, placeholders. Yeah. Yeah. But stuff's coming and I'm excited.
Yeah. 17's a huge one. Because we're like at the end of the season. So right. You know that something's about to happen big.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're like 2/3 of the way through it now, which is kind of crazy. So we're going to get
there's
to.
There's 3 episodes left of this
no
season.
No way. Yeah. I thought it had 21.
18.
Oh, I thought most of them had 21 or 22. I
think season 3 has 22. That's okay. My mantra for the month.
I love it.
Oh, that's my text.
Yeah. that's okay. We'll figure it out.
I just want to look.
Congrats on having a place to live. I can't wait to come see it.
Thank you.
Gonna be real good.
Yeah. There's 18.
Damn, we're
17
close.
Is a huge one.
I'm very excited. Wow, guys, we're almost to the end of season.
This is our 27th episode.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a lot. We'll have guests back on again soon.
Yeah, sorry.
Forgive us in our traveling and then.
She was traveling. I have been homeless. And, yeah, like nightmare we just times. Like we don't want to bring anybody to this.
To this mess of a mess. But soon enough, we've got some biggies lined up.
Yes, we do. I emailed one of our guests without you CC'd on it because I sent a bunch of episode descriptions that I didn't want you to
read. Oh, thank you. That was so generous of you.
So I'm working on that.
We are working on that and we love you. Please rate, review, subscribe.
Bridget, before you jump ahead.
Please do not rate, review. I'm kidding.
Do not. How may I find you, Miss Social Media Ma'am?
You can find me at work from like 9:30 to 5:30. You can find me at my home for most of the rest of the time. But on the internet, you can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. I remembered it this time. And you can find me on Instagram at BridgetM37. Brooke.
Who, me?
Yeah. Tell me.
You can find me... I'm usually trouncing about the Upper West Side. But on the internet, you can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman. Mm-hmm. And on Instagram, you can find me at Brooke Wiseman.
No.
Underscore.
Please find us collectively at Splat. That's it. Splat. Find us at
Splat Podcast, wherever social media is found.
Yep, that.
Not limited to, and also excluding LinkedIn.
Yep, never will include LinkedIn. Not a podcast about friends, and we hate LinkedIn.
Fuck LinkedIn. No, that's not true. You can find us on our website at splatpodcast.com, on email at splatpodcast@gmail.com, or on Facebook at
Splat the podcast. No exclamation point. So many things. Find us somewhere. Please rate, review, subscribe.
Follow us on iTunes. Follow us on Acast.
On the app.
Follow us around the corner.
Follow us to our homes and we will call the police.
Wait, can I guys, just before we sign off, yes. Can I tell you the most exciting thing about my new apartment?
Yes. Is it your nook?
No, I don't have a nook.
I thought you had like a little...
Oh, we have a little terrace. Yes. Oh, yeah. No. When you open the fridge, our super showed us this on our first day. There's filtered water.
No way. That is a real person.
The fridge.
Wow, that's amazing.
We all collectively, the Wisemans and Seeley cried.
Wow. Well, there are many reasons to cry. I feel like that's like a small reason that's packed in a bunch of bigger reasons.
Yesterday, where it's like Alex, tall Alex comes in and goes to my brother, "Hey, babe, you know what this means, right?" He's like, "What?" And he's like, "We can soda stream cold water." We don't have to.
That's real. You don't have to pre-cold water beforehand.
And Alex, my brother, was like,
"It's amazing."
And
SodaStream is the best.
And that's that.
Ba-doom-tsh, this has been
Splat.
And that was Splat.
and this and that and this here, be that. And there and forward and back
and one, I'm two, a bear. Three.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.